So, Catholics, okay, I have a question for the Catholics. Just a simple question. I'm not going to bash on you or anything. I just want to know, when did God tell you to stick your cocks into little fucking kids? Okay, that's... I want to know that. Because I sure as fuck don't remember that in Bible school. We learned a bunch of shit about bigotry and sexism and murder. We learned how much God hates fags and give us all your fucking money or you're all going to hell. But I completely missed the part about child fucking. Okay, I must have been sick that day or something. Not that it wouldn't have been cool if God had actually said, you know, thou shalt go forth and fucketh all the little children. At least that, you know, you put that with the part about animal sacrifices and demons, and you've got song lyrics that would give Ozzy Osbourne a boner, you know? So where was this written to fuck little kids? Because you haven't had any problem doing all the other retarded shit God said to do. And it's if God tells some shit kicker in a trailer to get drunk and go fuck Jim Henson's dead corpse wearing a huge frog suit, then that's... he's fucking crazy.
He's crazy. He's insane. Just throw him in a little room with David Duke and just let him twitch until he dies.
But if God says to exterminate an entire race of people, then that's just groovy. You're all about that.
Well, shit, what are we waiting for? We got heathens to kill.
You know, if someone else's God says to fly an airplane into a building, then that's crazy. But if your God says to do it, then that's some bitchin' fucking wisdom. Well, what the hell am I talking about here? God damn it, too. You don't make any damn sense. Well, I'm talking about... I'm sick to death of stupid fucking holy wars. The drop of a hat, there's another fucking holy war, and I'm sick of them. I'm sick of seeing them. I'm sick of being in the middle of them. Different gods telling people to smear each other off the planet because their beards aren't long enough, or they don't wipe their asses the right way, or because the dildos they suck aren't shaped enough like Richard Mull's head or something, you know? Some stupid shit. And like the morons they are, they go out and they do it. The world is depressing enough without having to hear about another Palestinian idiot going into a mall with a bomb, wired up his ass, and splattering his guts all over the food court in the name of God. Of course, it is getting rid of some pretty stupid people, but it's also taking out women and children who just went in there for a slice of Sparrows, you know? Can't people think of anything better than blowing themselves up? Like, blowing Rush Limbaugh up? I mean, come on, if you're gonna be a psychotic religious jerk-off, then at least make it interesting, you know? Eat a bowl of nitroglycerin, get on a tall building, jump, and aim for clusters, you know? Or stuff someone up the ass of an epileptic polar bear and then flash a strobe light at it. You know, crushed by a spazzing bear colon is at least it's interesting enough to put on TV, you know? Why? I don't understand. Why is it that gods always tell people, love everybody no matter what bad things they've done, and by the way, kill all these motherfuckers? What the hell's up with that shit? I mean, here's a holy book, here's a church, here's a dumbass evangelist, now go kill everybody! Half the Bible is nothing but who to kill and how to kill them. God must be a death fanatic. You know, he's up there slapping his holy monkey, watching people blow the guts out of each other down here. And, well, it's a good, simple-minded philosophy. Love everybody who agrees with you and kill the rest, right? Yeah, that takes up the maximum 12 brain cells to accomplish. Hey, it can't require too much intelligence or the KKK wouldn't be doing it too, right? So we've got people running around and whacking people all over the place like some stupid mafia movie, and God is Marlon Brando. Holy wars against other races, against other countries and religion. Holy wars against gay people. Christians declaring some bullshit war against people because they don't agree with who they're fucking.
Homosexuals are evil heathen spawn of Satan, and they must be stopped.
Right, well, excuse me, but aren't you the same people who burned witches for hundreds of fucking years? You don't get the Good Judge of Character Award, you stupid fucks. You want evil? I'm not the one screwing little kids, okay? Your priests are. You're gonna call me evil while Father O'Reilly is ducking in the back room to pork a fucking third grader? You can kiss my gay ass. I want your lips so tight against my ass you can taste what I had for breakfast. Well, it doesn't matter anymore anyway, but it doesn't matter because I'm tired of you people getting away with whatever you want just because God told you to do it, okay? So I'm inventing my own God, the God of Gay Vengeance. And he sits on a golden futon wearing a neon pink turtleneck sweater somewhere in the sky over San Francisco. And he wants me to throw flaming pink sacks of dog shit on your windshield while you're speeding down the highway to your next fling with Pippi Longstocking. He wants me to tear your head off your silly ass, glue little mirrors on it, and use it for a disco ball in the bathroom of a gay singles bar. I'm gonna go out and get all the gay people together, and we're gonna declare jihad on your virgin asses and fuck you till you can't walk straight enough to get to church anymore. Maybe that medieval brainwashing will clear up in a few months. So I guess what I'm really saying is, why didn't God say anything about loving people? Oh wait, that's right, he did. Stupid motherfuckers. In fact, almost every every god has said to love people like they were your own family. So if all these gods have said both to love people and to kill people, and you choose to kill them instead of loving them, you have to wonder, are you really doing it because you're following the wishes of your god? Or are you just fucking murderers who are using God as an excuse? In either case, one thing is for certain. If you all don't wind up in hell sucking Satan's cock, then we're all worshiping the wrong gods. This is too, you're pretty goddamn disgusted, Ranting Griffin, and that's all I have to say about that.